Hi, Andy. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm really, really good, thank you. Now, last time we would have seen you, I would have thought it would have been on the X Factor stage on the final night as Dermot O'Leary announced your name. So yeah. I know that you've probably been busy since then, but just take us through that 24 hours after hearing your name read out. Because, you know, we see you perform when you go off stage and you do the Extra Factor and that's it. We don't see you for a while. So what happens over that 24 hours once you've heard you've won?
After the Extra Factor, I went back to the contestant house with Niall from One Direction and ate some cold chicken nuggets and had about an hour's kip before I went and saw Lorraine and the guys on This Morning, big Phil Schofield. And then, you know, my feet were about an inch and a half off the ground and didn't come back down until probably after Christmas.
So when do you sort of go in the offices and sign your contract?
Well, they're all kind of signed before you go in the show, really. You get into the contestant house and everybody signs the same contract. And then, you know, I guess the rest are shredded and one's kept.
Nice. Okay, excellent. Now, I've been listening to your new single. I really, really like it. And,
Thank you.
You know, sometimes when an artist releases something, you think, oh, that's not really them. But Run For Your Life is so you and it's fantastic.
Thank you, Andy. It's weird. It's like, you know, Gary Barlow had been reading my diary or something, you know. Because I'd been co-writing the album for, nearly 6 months, and we thought we had it all in the bag. And then, you know, my A&R came through the door with a big smile on his face and a CD in his hand saying that Gary Barlow got a song that he wondered if I'd like to sing it. And, you know, I was so glad when I could get on board with the lyric and understood what the song's about. You know, I've been in that position many times myself, not being good enough for the person you're with and or feeling that way anyway. And there is a sense of, you know, run for your life and go and find someone who can really give you what you need and what you deserve in life. And, yeah, I can really relate to it. And like I said, if I hadn't have related to the song so strongly, I wouldn't have taken it on. But thankfully I did, and I think it's an incredible song, and just thank Gary so much for giving me the opportunity to sing it.
I mean, if there's anyone that you'd want to write you a song personally in your way of your style and how good you are, particularly at sort of ballads and stuff like that, I think that Gary
Gary's
Barlow is the man, isn't he?
Gary's your man. He knows his way around a tune.
he does indeed. And obviously, you've loved music all of your life. It's the only thing that you wanted to do. But how hard is it writing or co-writing the songs for the album, knowing that, you know, they're going to be released to the wider public?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, Andy. I mean, like, the thing is, I've been writing ever since I've been playing guitar and singing. So about 11, obviously, when I was 11, my songs weren't all that. But they've been getting better and better with time. And just trying to not think about the fact that, you know, that potentially, you know, the world could hear that, and just think about what, you know, what you're trying to say and what I mean and the message I want to get to whoever it is I want to get it across to in the song, and just write from the heart. And then my life experiences, you know, in that album, and just being honest and staying true to myself musically and lyrically and everything like that, and then just hoping for the best.
Where do you come up with your inspiration? Where are you normally when a lyric comes into your head and you have to write it down?
Well, I mean, the funny thing is if you try and write a song, 9 times out of 10 you'll never do it, and if you do, it won't be any good. It kind of comes, like James saying, when you least expect it. I mean, one of the best songs I've ever written came to me while I was hoovering, and it, you know, I thought, you know, and the thing is, when they come together, the lyrics and the melody at the same time, that's when you're like, well, hold on a minute. And I carried on hoovering, and I'm like, no, that can't be that good. And I haven't even got my guitar in my hands. And then after sort of about 10, 15 minutes of kind of writing it in my head, stopped hoovering and picked up the guitar, and then it kind of wrote itself, and the whole thing was done within an hour. And I'd recorded it onto my phone, and I was driving out to meet a friend listening to it, and I was thinking, that can't be that, you know, it can't be great. And it was one of the best songs I've ever done. It can be anywhere, always when you least expect it, because it's that part of your brain that you can't access normally, and sort of like whenever you want. If we could, then we'd all be writing hits all day long.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you just kind of get yourself in a good place, and then kind of, it's like fishing, really. You know, you just have to wait, and every now and again you'll get that big fish, and you're like, wow, that's a great track.